You understand what you're saying, yeah? So tonight we're talking about Pesach. This is 3 weeks from tonight. Since we cannot find the Haggadot, I guess I have to be more accurate in saying it by heart. The Haggadah Shel Pesach, that was made by an unknown person, that with all the guesses, nobody could figure out who really put it together, starts with that mitzvah that we have. This is one of the 630 mitzvot. It's called that you have to remember the day you came out of Mitzrayim. The way it says in the Torah, Leman Tizkor Et Yom Tzedcha Meretz Mitzrayim. You have to remember. And the Rambam in his commentary, he counted mitzvah as part of the 630 mitzvot, not as all the other chachamim do count as well that mitzvah every day. That's what we say in Shema Yisrael, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Shatzeti Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim. They counted every day we have that mitzvah to remember that we came out of Mitzrayim. The Rambam only counts the night of Pesach. It's a mitzvah, Aseh, one of the mitzvot, that Hashem wants us to speak about it and to remember we came out of Mitzrayim. It's not enough just to think, you have to say it. And that halacha on the night of Pesach is maybe a little bit different all year around, because you have to, there's a way after how to say it on the night of Pesach. All year around you just have to say, I remember I came out of Mitzrayim. On Pesach you have to have questions and answers. There's some kind of conditions in the night of Pesach that Chachamim said. Nevertheless, the way Chachamim put together that mitzvah, Chachamim said that mitzvah should not just take a minute. Actually, really, if you want to fulfill the mitzvah, it takes 1 minute. Say, listen, you can ask yourself, how come, what do you have to do this night? You said, this night I have to remember coming out of Mitzrayim. Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. Like any other mitzvah that we have, the time to do the mitzvah really is no such thing time. So as long as you fulfill the mitzvah like you put tefillin. Put tefillin for 1 second, you fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. You don't have to have it 5 minutes or an hour. 1 second, you put tefillin, you can take it off, you need the mitzvah. Same thing is talit, the same thing is lulav, the same thing is sukkah. You don't have to stretch or say, okay, the mitzvah took such a long time. I said, it's a mitzvah to wear all day. But again, every moment that you wear tefillin, it's another mitzvah that you do. But when Hashem said in the Torah that you have to wear tefillin, you ask yourself, how long do I have to wear it to yotzei the mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah? The answer is a second. Every mitzvah that I say when Hashem said, there's no time limitation. This is 1 second, I did it. Again, if you want to do extra, you can do extra. But usually there is no time for a mitzvah. Usually, almost all the mitzvot, you just do it and you do the mitzvah. The same as well, this mitzvah. It is part of the 630 mitzvot. The mitzvah is just to talk the night of Pesach that we came out of Mitzrayim, you fulfill the mitzvah. Nevertheless, came Chachamim with a statement and said, you know, the more you talk about it, it's better. Not only it's better, you're being praised. Not only that, says the Rambam in his commentary, that what you do is that it's not time to go to sleep the night of Pesach. You have to fall asleep and then you go to sleep. It means it's not, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, okay, it's time to go to sleep. No. Better off stay as long as you could. And some Chachamim say, to stay the night of Pesach is more important to stay up than to stay up on Shavuot and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and any other night that people think, oh, I stay up the night. There's no halacha to stay up the night in the Rabbah, Mishukhan Aruch, to stay the night of Shavuot. There's no halacha to stay up at night, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. It's a custom. It's not halacha. But there is a halacha in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Midrash, the more you speak about coming out of Mitzvah of Pesach, it's better. And the way the Rambam puts it, it's not just, you know, better, it says don't plan to go to sleep. This is again, this is a very strange mitzvah. Usually you don't have this kind of time for any mitzvah. And the question is, what's really behind it? But Hashem wants me to be up the whole night and speak about it. And so what? So what? So the Haggadah, if you remember, starts with a statement. Now this statement says like this. Right after the Kiddush, you do Karpas, you do Yachas, you say like this. Halach ma'anya de'achalu avatana be'ara de Mitzrayim. This is the letter. It's not Shacharit now. Doctor, it's not Shacharit now. Out of tomorror. I thought you machmir.
No, tomorrow is all day.
Actually, you're not supposed to put tefillin at night time, but if you wore tefillin during the daytime, it came night, you may leave it on you the whole night. But he had it off, so. Huh? No, but again, if you had it on, you may leave it on.
Even in public?
Even in public, yeah. I learned it from Hasidim, Rebbeinu Lupian. Rebbeinu Lupian used to wear tefillin the whole day. And a lot of time after sunset, after the Tokoharim, we're still wearing the television feed. I'm sorry? Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, if you pray for Mincha, you'll have to go through the night with that. Just we don't put it at night because somebody might fall asleep, but if you did put it during the day, you don't take it when the night comes. So the statement, the opening statement of Leila Seder is you say, you point at the matzah and you say, this is the poor bread. Poor bread comes from a pasuk in Torah, it's called Lechem Oni. That matzah that we eat at Leila Seder may not contain but flour and water. You cannot put inside honey, you cannot put inside eggs, you cannot put inside sugar, you cannot do anything. This has to be dry. And this is called Lechem Oni, the Torah calls it a poor bread. But in the beginning of the film, we start the Haggadah, and we point at the matzah, we say, Halach Ma'anya, so we say, this is the poor bread. But we don't refer to the poor bread that we have to eat. Right now we're not talking about it. We refer to the poor bread as the Achalu Avatana Be'arad Mitzrayim, that our fathers ate in Egypt. But it means that these Chachamim say, the Egyptian people, they knew how to make sure the workers will work with no, what we call in America, union break. Yet every 5 minutes they have a break. That says that the Egyptians, Chachamim, they gave to the slaves, to the Jews, to eat matzah. Matzah stays the longest in the system. So the matzah does not leave the body, and the energy stays in the body for the longest time. So that's the explanation. You start the Haggadah, so you see this bread. This is a poor bread. He says, what do you want to tell me about this? He says, this is what my father, when he was a slave in Egypt, he ate it. He says, what this has to do with the Haggadah Shel Pesach? There's nothing to do with the Haggadah Shel Pesach. And if my father would have eaten in Egypt tuna fish, so I would have tuna fish on the table. And I say, see, this tuna fish my father used to have in Egypt. He says, what do you have to say that? Nobody is investigating you, what did your father eat in Egypt? Who cares about it? You're going to tell me that the special mitzvah to eat matzah tonight, I don't know if you have to have it at the opening of the Seder, but this is not what you're saying. You're saying that my father ate it in Egypt. And he ate it in Egypt while he was a slave. I said, so this is nothing to do with the Seder. Then we say like this, Kol dichsin yeteh v'yochal, whoever wants, let him come in it. All the Chachamim ask the same question. And says, that statement you should have said in Bet Knesset before you came home. Not as Elena said there, when the door is closed and the windows are closed and you live in a neighborhood and there's no people walking on the street, and you say, whoever wants to come, whoever wants, let him come and eat that matzah. She doesn't say matzah, let him come and eat. So you mean whoever wants? First of all, you don't say whoever wants. Whoever wants means nothing. You say you should welcome them. You say, please, everybody, come. You don't say whoever wants. And secondly, you don't say it at home. You should say it outside. Or you should open up the door, you should open up a window, you should scream outside. But you don't see it at home, the door closed, and the minister closed. Whoever wants, let him come. Nobody hears you. The second statement is even more difficult. It is called the Tzrich Heter V'Yifsach. Whoever needs should come and have a piece from the sacrifice of Pesach. But the halacha is, the sacrifice of Pesach is a very special sacrifice. You may not eat from it unless you were nominated on that sheep or goat before it was slaughtered. After the thing was slaughtered, you cannot come, okay, it's a mitzvah tonight to have a piece of meat of Korban Pesach. Give me a piece so you can have it. You cannot have it. Before the slaughter, you have to come over there. Either you gave money for it, you became a partner, and you gave money, or they gave it to you as a present. But you cannot arrive after the sheep or the goat was slaughtered, and you say, you know what, give me a piece. He says, nobody can give you a piece. So you cannot sit at home, and let's say, we're talking about those people that had Korban Pesach, and the slaughter in Yerushalayim, the sheep or the goat, and now he roasted it, and now it's a seder. He says, you know what, whoever needs, let him come and take a piece of meat. You can't say that. Nobody is allowed to come. You can always call the people that were partners on the sheep before the sheep was slaughtered, but you cannot invite people. Yes, you can invite people for the matzah, you can invite people for the maror, but you cannot invite people for the meat. And here comes the Agadah, this is a statement, Kol Bitzrich Yete V'Yifsach, whoever needs, let him come and have a piece of Korban Pesach. No, the Chachamim says, what is this? How can we? It's impossible. Back and forth, questions, answers. I look to me, answers about it. I said, it's a tremendous question. They say, no, they don't mean it. They mean something else. Maybe this man was nominated. Agadah doesn't say it. No. Whoever is hungry, whoever wants, whoever is hungry, yeah. Both. Right. But the same thing, whoever is hungry, you don't say whoever is hungry. You have to invite, you invite. You don't say whoever is hungry. And you don't invite people because they're hungry, you invite people because it's a mitzvah. So they say it's a good thing to also mean to whoever wants. And then we come with a statement, and we say like this, Shata Acha, this year we are here, Leshana Babarad Israel, next year we'll be in Israel. So again, if this is a prayer, so then you have to say Yiraton. If it's not a prayer, you have to say Beli Neder. You say, this year I'm here, you say it last year, and you're still in America. So how do you say it last year? Maybe you should say Yiraton Hashem, I hope. You don't say I hope. You say a statement, a dry statement, this time I'm here, next year I'll be in Israel. Also the question is, but what does it mean right now? What does it mean right now? Then you say Ashata Avdei. This year I'm a slave. Neshana ba'av nechorin. Next year I'll be a free person. I said, well, are you a slave really? You're talking, you're reading the Haggadah now. You say, Hashata of the, this year I'm a slave. We are slaves. Who is a slave? Nobody is a slave. Neshana ba'av nechorin. Next year I'll be free. You really going to be free next year? Then we continue the Haggadah and we say, Avadim ha'inu lefaro b'mitzrayim, we used to be slaves in Egypt. V'inu lo'otzi ha'kadosh baruch hu otanu, if we would not, ha'kadosh baruch hu would not have freed us out, take us out of Egypt, re'anu v'nenu v'ne v'nenu, meshubadim ha'inu lefaro b'mitzrayim, we would be slaves in Egypt. Is it true? That's really what you feel? If you would have been now a slave in Egypt, how can it be? There's no slavery today. Besides, the Gemara says that Sanhedrin was the first Imam Hussein that came and he took the whole world and exchanged and put people from this country into that country. He mixed up the whole world. Says the Gemara, you may not today recognize any nation. If you want to know who is Egyptian, who is Moabi, who is Ammoni, who is Amori, you don't know. The Sanhedrin came and pulled and took all the people from every state and put them in different places in the world. So you can come and say, you know, if Hashem would not have taken me out of Mitzrayim, I would have been now in Egypt. He says, what do you mean you'd be in Egypt? A slave to power, you'd be a slave to power. First of all, there's no power. Today is Mubarak. So how can you say you'd be a slave to power? There's no power anymore. There's no slaves anymore. I don't know, who is saying the Haggadah? That Haggadah that was made 1,000 years ago. So the start is also no Egypt and no slavery. This is that some Chiriv is before the destruction of Pesach, but Hamikdash already, he already took the 10 tribes and put them behind some Bachan River, and he took the whole world, he mixed them up, that says you don't know who is Egyptian anymore. There's no slavery. This is why how can you say we are slave in Egypt? Then the Haggadah goes, and the Haggadah comes with this so-called a concluding statement to the Haggadah. This is a crucial statement. A crucial, it says in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, in the Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch, you should know, this is a crucial thing that you have to say something with your mouth. Explanation, what you're going to do, or what was done in Leila Seder. Since the Mishnah Rabban Gamliel היה אומר, כל שלא אמר שלושה דברים האלה בפסח, לא יצא את זה חובתו. He says, רבוק זה חכמים, זה ביג מחלוק, is what he means. But חכמים say, so the Chachamim say, it's a Mahogan among the Chachamim, what it means that statement. Some Chachamim say, even if you set a Leila Seder and you ate the matzah, you ate the maror, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. Prior to the meal, before you can eat the matzah and the maror, you must say that statement. Men and ladies are obligated the same. If you missed it, for any reason you turn the page over and you did not see that statement, you did not say it, you were busy, you went to the kitchen, you came back, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and maror. It is not only that you have to think in your head, you must say with your mouth what you're going to do and the reason for that. There is no other mitzvah that you have to say that I'm going to do the mitzvah and the reason for the mitzvah. Before you put tefillin, you don't have to say, I'm going to put tefillin, and the tefillin is because I have to remember something. You don't have to, before you put tefillin, before you shut mullah, before you sit sukkah, before you hear shofar, there is no statement needed for anyone to say, we're going to hear shofar now, and the reason for the shofar, and so on and so. Besides this, that's the only time in Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam, in the Gemara, the Rabban Gamliel says, if you're not going to do it, we did not fulfill the mitzvah. So what I got to say? I got to say like this, there's three words, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, and I have to explain something. It says, Pesach, Shayu, Avotenu, Ochlim, Bizman, Shebet, HaMikdash, Haya, Kayam. It says, in the time of Bet HaMikdash, people used to bring a sheep or goat and slaughter it, Korban Pesach. It says, I have to say that, you know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped on the houses. Matzah, it says, we know we're going to eat Matzah. So the matzah that we eat is because when we came out of Egypt, we did not have time to bake the dough, the leftover dough, and the dough was carried out of Egypt, and it became matzah because we carried it on our shoulder, on our head, and it never became chametz, and this is why I'm going to have matzah tonight, because of that reason. You must say that reason, and you must say it with your mouth. And the third thing is maror. This is why I'm going to have maror. That bitter vegetable is because the slavery was very hard for us and the Egyptians gave us a hard time. Again, you got to say those three things before you're going through the Seder. If you missed it, some Chachamim said is that you did not do the Haggadah. It means that mitzvah that Hashem wants you to say you never did, you never fulfilled. Some Chachamim goes even further. He says, not only did Haggadah didn't say, he did not fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah and Maror in our time. In time of Gemara, not even Pesach. Very strange that we have that kind of a mitzvah. In the Haggadah also, you see the Haggadah has a tremendous important message for number four. There are four questions, you have four cups. There's a lot of number four, Arbabanim, four children. In the number four goes through the Haggadah. So the Ari says the following. It's based on the Zohar, what the Zohar says. The Zohar says the following. It says, when you ask, when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you dive into Hashem, sometimes you feel that your prayer did not go up to Hashem. It says, I did, but nothing happened. I prayed, nothing happened. It says, what's really behind it? So the Zohar says there are four steps for you to climb in order for you to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called his email. You don't want to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get his voicemail. If you're going to get Hashem's voicemail, Hashem might listen. We don't know when he's going to listen. Might not ever listen. Maybe his mailbox is full. Never listen. In order for you to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that says there are four steps. This is based on a Mizmor in Tehillim, chapter 86. Zari, in his Siddur, had this chapter. Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't have it. Nusach Sfarad has it. But some of them say it, some of them don't say it. But they say it before Shir Shel Yom. Before Shir Shel Yom, they say it at Mizmor. The Tfilah le David, Atei Hashem Oznecha Aneni, Ki Ani Vevyonani. What says the Zohar the following? We like to think that we talk about to be the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the slave worshipped his master. Says the Zohar, totally wrong. A slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that you sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shineemar, Halilu Avdei Hashem. That says, Halilu Avdei Hashem. The Halil starts, please praise the slaves of Hashem. Says the Zohar, a slave is called the one who praises Hashem. So Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, says the Zohar, and Mordechai and Esther, when they put the Siddur together, I says the most important part to take before you start to do Shacharit is Psukei Dezimra, in from Baruch Shamar to Yishtabach. It's called Psukei Dezimra, and you have over there, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. And by the way, the Hallelujahs are the most important part, as well that Kim Chachamim put Ad Yashir in between as well. It is just because you have to feel that you are a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hosha Avdecha David HaMelech says that the first step is you have to feel you are a slave. But again, a slave, it doesn't mean that you are going to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just but to sing to Hashem. Hashem does not need you for anything, just to sing to Him. That's what the Zohar says, this is first step, it's crucial. Lari says you should never ever skip Psukei Dezimra. It doesn't matter what time you get to shul. Not again, not the way the Shulchan Aruch, the Halacha says according to us, but according to the Ari, it's according to the Zohar, you may not ever skip one word in Shacharit. Not even one. This is why, because again, you have to achieve the first stage, and the first stage is that you are asleep, and says this is when you say Psukei Dezimra until Yishtabach. Second stage, says Ari, is when you say Shema Yisrael. When you say Shema Yisrael, this is what you have in mind, that you're ready to give your life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Alecha Horagnu Kol Hayom, Nechshavnu Katon Tifcha, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, we all ready to give our life for you. Again, this is stage two, says the Zohar, that you cannot avoid in order for you to get to the destination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hear and to accept and fulfill your request. Stage two, you must have it in mind. You see, Shema Yisrael, Shem Kino Hashem Echad. He says, what do you have in mind? There's a lot of kavanot. One of the kavanot is, as he says, you have to imagine that if somebody will stone you, will kill you, will burn you, will choke you on the Kiddush Hashem, you accept it. And this is a crucial kavanah, the Zohar says, in order for you to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nefesh Shema Yisrael, you say, Emet, Yati, V'Nachom, V'Kayah, Mizrat Avotenu, says at that time you have to feel that you like a beggar. You like Ani, a beggar, that you stand and you knock on the door, like a Mashiach, and you knock on the door and you say, excuse me, I need help from you. That's what Kavanah you should have before you start Shmoneh Esrei. And then when you start Shmoneh Esrei, at Shomer Atfilah, says the Zohar, you should have in mind that you are called Chassid. What Chassid is? Chassid means that I regret what I did, and hopefully from now on I will not do it again. Let's call Chassid. Those are the four conditions, says the Zohar, that you must have in mind before you do 18, inside 18 to do the last part is chassid, then the Zohar says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you, will listen to your prayers. But if you come to Bet HaKnesset Cesari, and you just, you know, ride on the horse together with the people, you say, okay, where is the Chazan, where is the Shaliach Tzibur, okay, let's go. It says, well, it is true that you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but your tefillah did not reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Cesari, you went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mailbox. It says, over there, the tefillah is there, and it was never lost. Hopefully one day HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to it, or hopefully one day, as well says Ari, that you pray one time very well, then that tefillah pulls with itself, all the tefillot that are in the mailbox of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in order for the tefillah to have effect, and to be affected, this is only if you have those four stages. This is for Shacharit mainly. You don't have those conditions, not in Arvit and not in Mincha. Again, Shacharit is very crucial, important, and this is the tefillah that we have as opening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we start our day. It says this is how you should pray. You should have this kavanah, these resources. Comes Ari and says, by the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has four wheels on his chariot. And of course, the four wheels are Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and David. And says, what is really behind it? What is the job of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and David? So if you all remember, Yitzchak Avinu, what he did, he was ready to give his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him his slave. Yaakov Avinu is something like called Hasid. And David HaMelech, Cesari, probably you wonder how he says, Mara says in the Pasuk in Navi, that Mashiach will come riding on a donkey. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knew that Bezrat Hashem will have one day a Bentley. Or if you don't like Bentley, Mercedes. He don't expect Mashiach to come one day. He says, I am Mashiach. He says, look, he came on a donkey. And Navi says, Ani v'rochev al chamo. Mashiach is riding on a donkey because he's poor. Because David HaMelech felt, Ki ani v'evyon ani. This is David HaMelech said about himself all the time. I'm a poor person. And says, those are the four wheels in the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, is exactly what the Zohar says, the Kavanah that we should have every Shacharit. Comes Ari and says the following. Let us say the Rabotai, says Ari, is not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need us to have Matzah, or to have Maror, or to have Korban Pesach, or to say that. The Lord doesn't care less. But this is the night, the Zohar says, the night of redemption. This is the night that Mashiach is the only night he can come and redeem us. Mashiach may come any day, but redemption could be only the night of Pesach, like it was in the time of Am Yisrael, where they were in Mitzrayim. It's not happened to be that Moshe took us out the night of Pesach. It has to be on the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach, so we need to get some kind of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The night of Pesach, it's called like a daytime. And the night of Pesach is a crucial night. The Zohar says that Sfirat HaOmer, we start the night after Leila Seder. Because at Leila Seder, you don't need to do Sfirat HaOmer. Because you get connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't have the redemption, the Gula, then you have to start working on it the day after Pesach, the Sfirat HaOmer, until you reach Chag HaShavuot. But actually, if you have Mashiach, this is the night of Pesach. That's the night you should expect. And that's what the Gemara says, Del Shimurim Mul Hashem. That's the night Hashem watches and keeps to give us the redemption, the Gula. I says, how do you do it? As only Ari says, if you have those kind of feelings. Since Agadah Rabotai Bechol Dor Vador Chayav Adam Lirot Et Atzmo Kilu Yatzah BeMitzrayim. He says, before we start the Haggadah, you have to feel that you are in Egypt. He says, I'm not in Egypt, of course. I'm in America. He says, it's true. But what I feel, It says, first of all, what I feel is that I'm a poor person. It's not that, Chas v'Shalom, I'm really poor. I'm not poor. But the way David HaMelech said it as well, I feel I'm a poor person. It means I don't need anything, and whatever I have is just Hashem gave it to me. But myself, Anochi Torad Velo Isha, I'm like a worm. I have nothing, I don't need anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yonah was very rich. The president of Am Yisrael, before he died, he raised his fingers and said, listen Hashem, you know the truth. I didn't have pleasure from this world. He says, what do you mean you didn't have pleasure? Of course, you ate. What do you mean you didn't drink anything? He says, no, all the time, and he said, he thought, you know, I'm very poor. I'm down to earth. I'm humble. I don't need anything. I don't expect anything. Whatever I have, Baruch Hashem, thank God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. As in Leila Seder, the opening of Leila Seder, you say, Halach Ma'anya. This is a poor bread. So this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, listen, you have to have matzah. It says the matzah is called lechem oni, a poor bread. He says, by the way, let me tell you, I am going to so-called to feel that I'm in Egypt. And when I opened the Seder, I said, the first thing is I want to feel I'm a poor person. I said, here's the matzah. I said, what is this matzah on the table? I said, this matzah on the table is called a poor bread. Four people, four slaves. I said, okay. Now I fulfill two of the conditions. First of all, I'm a poor person. Secondly, I'm a slave. I said, let me tell you something. I don't invite whoever is hungry to come and eat. No, what I say is different. I say, I want everybody to know their statement. I'm going just to give you a statement. Whoever is hungry, come and eat. He said, what do you mean? I said, no, you have to eat matzah. Because I want everybody to feel that he's a poor person. Men and ladies, they have to feel on Leila Seder that he's down to earth, he's humble, he's a poor person. Called it Tzrich Hetev Yivsach. He says, I'll tell you what it means. This is the following. You know, we're going to read the Shabbat Parashat HaChodesh, we're going to read a paragraph, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, on Rosh Chodesh, you should know on the 10th day of Chodesh Nisan, you should go and purchase a lamb, or a sheep, or a goat, and going to watch it for 4 days, and then slaughter it. The mentor says the Jews went to the market in Egypt, and the mentor went there to the Egyptian and says, I would like to buy a sheep. So the Egyptian says, what do you need the sheep for? He says, I'm going to slaughter it. So the Egyptian says, it's my God. What do you mean, God is slaughtered? It's my God. So Jesus says, well, forget about slaughtering him. First, I'm going to take him and tie him to my bed for 4 days. He's going to tie my God to your bed for 4 days? I says, and then you're going to slaughter my God. I says, this is called, this is called, that he says, you're ready to give your life. You're ready to give your life. He says, you're not afraid. In America, it's called JDL. He says, I'm not afraid to give my life. He says, Korban Pesach, the holiday of Pesach. He says, what was on Pesach? He says, Hashem skipped on the houses. You see, you know why Hashem skipped on the houses? And all the newborn, the firstborn did not die. It's because you went and you bought this sheep and you told the seller, I'm going to slaughter it. Not only that, the Midrash says, when they slaughtered it, and then they roasted it. When they roasted it, the whole Egypt was barbecue, a smell of barbecue. And the Egyptian went from house to house and said, what's going on? He says, we're roasting with the barbecue you got. He says, this is one of the conditions what we have to have in Yisrael Shema Yisrael, that we're ready to give our life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this what we say, the opening statement of the HaKadosh Pesach, Halach Ma'anya, this is a poor bread. This is, what's the poor bread? He says, my father used to be a slave in Egypt, he ate it. So it means I have to feel I'm a slave, I have to feel that I'm a poor person, and I'm telling you that whoever needs, let him come and what? The Yivsach, it means you have to know, you have to come over here and you have to know what is the purpose of Leila Seder, is to be ready to give you life. And of course, this is something that the Gemara says when Mashiach will come, we have so-called Milchemet Amalek. So Mashiach will do Milchemet Amalek. He says, this is, you know, you have to be ready to go to war when Mashiach will come. And you have to be ready to give you life. comes Agada and says, Vetrin, after this you say, Abadim, and you follow the Mitzrayim, it's his lesson, I want to explain to you something, I was a slave, it means I was a slave, it means a slave, what a slave is all mean, it means I was a slave then. But today what it means, slavery, it means I have to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why the Haggadah, we sing in Haggadah, and this is why we have to say Halel at Haggadah. This is why we have to say Halel when the Tamidosh was on, we have to say Halel when they slaughter the sheep or the goat, because that shows that you are a slave. It says you cannot imagine that you are a slave now. It says on the night of Pesach you have to imagine yourself that you're a poor person, that you're a slave. How can you imagine it? It says I'm going to sing. I'm going to say Halel. It says this is I'm going to become a slave. Says Rabban Gamliel, I want to explain to you something. Those things are crucial on the night of Pesach. It's not just to eat the matzah and you eat the maror and to say, you know, used to be Korban Pesach. All those things is only to fulfill and to get you to the destination. He says, you know, Pesach Zeh Shanu Ochlim, he says, you must say that. He says, why you have Korban Pesach? He says, I have Korban Pesach to tell you, for you to understand that Pesach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me. How did he save me? Because I was ready to give my life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the same time, I have matzah. He says, what do you have matzah? He says, matzah is a poor bread for poor people. He says, I left Egypt. He says, you know, I didn't have time even to bake it. I had dough, and I put the dough on my head, and I left, and then the dough became matzah, and I ate it. And for the next 30 days, that's what I ate. This is, sounds very, very poor. He says, that's what it is. I'm very poor. And then Maror Zeshanu Ochlim, he says, why you have to have Maror? He says, because when my father was in Egypt, the Egyptian gave him a hard time. He says, so what is that? He says, this is, you have to feel that you're a slave. He says, all those things, says Ari, is just a combination. It's an effort to reach the same level that you reach in Shmoneh Esrei during the week to bring yourself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill your request. And this is what we say. Ashata Acha, this year I'm here. Says, hopefully, if I'll fulfill everything, that this is a poor bread and I'm the slave. I'm ready to give my life. Eshana Babarad Israel, when Mashiach comes. Ashata Avdin, then today I feel that I'm a slave. Ashana Babarad, next year I'm going to feel Bezrat Hashem that I'm free. He says, this is just a preparation for redemption, says Ari. What the Zohar, what Rabbi Zohar says, redemption must be on the night of Pesach. And this is really what the Zechut of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. In Agada also we say, the Gemara says, Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Yu Avotenu. He says, listen, in the beginning, my great-grandfather used to worship Avodah Zarah. I says, who is this? Who are you talking about? I was talking about Terach. Terach, Abi Avraham, Nachor. Terach's father, Nachor, and Terach used to have a store that used to sell statues. This is what you have to say in Agadah Shel Pesach. It is again, this is in order for you to become Hasid. To become Hasid, says Ari, Hasid means that you learn Torah, you fulfill the mitzvot, and you regret what you did. This is the Agadah is going to teach you what to say in order for you to fulfill and reach that destination. So that's the end of the Haggadah, says Ari, that's what Chachamim said, he said, Halel, Nishmat Kol Chai. As the Rambam said, you don't go to sleep, you fall asleep. He says, it's a special mitzvah to talk about it, to reach to say it. Because when you say it, you reach the destination, which is called Chassid, that you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave you a mitzvah to learn Torah on the night of Pesach by saying the different Torah, by saying the Haggadah. He says, now you fulfill the four stages. Four stages means you reach Hakadosh Baruch Hu in that level that you reach him every day. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to you. So what Ari says, this is the Baal HaGadah, whoever made the HaGadah, had this in mind. It's not just to say it, it's to feel it. You have to feel it that you're poor, you have to feel it that you're a slave, that you want to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to feel that you regret if you ever did something, and you're going to keep what you have to keep, and also you have to be ready to give your life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the big redemption that we expect to come this Yom HaMinam. No.
חזק ברוך. ויחנה מן הקשה אומר, אתה תמרון זכות.